Welcome to the first episode of 2019. I'm David Portnowitz. I'm going to be joined by John Roth. We're going to be talking to Brendan Cam of Thanks. Stay tuned for a fantastic episode. And yeah, it'll be great.
Heads in the Cloud with your host, David Portnowitz, Graham Potter, and John Roth.
Welcome to 2019.
What?
Our first episode of the new year.
What?
Is it really?
It is.
It's 2019. Oh, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm David Portnowitz.
I'm John Roth.
You're not Graham Potter.
I'm not.
You're John Roth.
I am.
Well, welcome, John. John is now going to be a permanent host here on Heads in the Cloud. We're going to be alternating some episodes with John and Graham, but I don't think we've taken off the interim tag. You're like a head coach that, like, sometime,
I've actually earned a spot to work 20-hour days.
We
got to
get your little, we got to get a caricature picture for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was coming, David.
This is an exciting announcement, right? Oh. Well, welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you have a nice holiday? And
I did have
New
a nice
year?
Holiday.
Did you do anything special?
No, I ate reasonably well. Reasonably well. For me.
I ate okay. It was great. I ate okay.
Well, my daughter brought some cookies, and I didn't eat the whole box of cookies in the single day.
So you showed some restraint.
I went over like a 3-day period.
Well, that's better.
So
than,
for me, that was yeah, that's pretty strong. Much, that yeah. was, that's pretty, yeah.
Any traveling? Did you do any traveling?
No, we didn't.
No,
it was
just
nice.
Stayed
they all
home
came,
and
they came to us
relaxed.
And they came and left within a reasonable time frame. It was just wonderful. Got to see my grandkids and my kids. It was just it was a nice holiday.
Sounds relaxing. And are you ready for a big year?
I am.
It's going to be an exciting year here on Heads in the Cloud.
It's going to be an exciting year for Star to Star in general.
Absolutely. I had a great break. I went over to San Diego with my wife and kids. My first time in the city in out in San Diego. Beautiful city.
Did you have Italian sausage?
In San Diego, did I have it? I don't think I had it in the in
Because
San
you
Diego.
Only get it here in Sarasota at your mom's
yeah,
house.
Yeah, that's
you,
more of never... a thing for Patty to deliver
okay.
than,
okay.
than San Diego. But have you been to San Diego?
I have been to San Diego
beautiful.
Years ago. It's beautiful.
I mean,
absolutely gorgeous.
I don't think every day it was the same temperature. It was like 65 and sunny, not a cloud in the sky.
It's literally a perfect place to live. That's why it's, you know.
You know what's crazy is the airport is like right downtown. You sit at these restaurants downtown, and the planes are literally, I mean, I know we're in here in our office, you know, we got the airport right next to us, but let's be honest here, the Sarasota Airport ain't the hub of travel here. There's not a ton of flights going in and out, but when you're in San Diego and you're downtown, I mean, you're inundated.
Right over top of it.
I mean,
yeah.
It's all the, I mean, just nonstop.
Kind of like that in Hong Kong, when those planes come in, bank in.
Yeah.
In Bangkok.
It's crazy. Have you been to Hong Kong?
No, I have not.
Are you just making that up?
I saw a documentary on some airports that were just, you have to, the most difficult airports to land, and I believe that's one in Hong Kong.
I think LaGuardia or JFK qualifies as well.
Yeah.
If our producer,
they're
Les,
tough.
Was listening, he'd look this up, but I think he's literally doing nothing.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think it is. You have to come in and you have to bank when you see a certain building almost. And, yeah. And when you said that, it's kind of like the San Diego thing. Yeah, they.
What about that airport you always see on the
beach? Where they crash?
No, not the crash.
Oh, no.
The one that's like right near like the beach in the Caribbean and people can stand there on the fence.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
I can't remember. It's like Saint-Tropez. I don't know. One of those, like, I think it's maybe it's in, I don't know.
People hanging off the fence.
Yeah. That looks fun.
I don't know, David.
St. Martin, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's crazy to me, yeah.
So, Butan.
Butan?
Lukla Airport in Nepal is worst.
Oh, I don't want to go there. I don't think I'm going to.
Concon in Honduras, I've been there. It's dangerous.
Pass. Hard pass.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward silence now.
I'm still scrolling. It's a long article.
That's okay.
Courchevel Airport in France.
No, don't know it.
No, maybe it's not the
Wellington, home. New Zealand. Antarctica.
Ooh.
Let's go there.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the podcasts.
St. Martin
is
on that list. Yeah.
We should do a podcast live from Antarctica.
I think that's awesome. Yeah.
Interview a penguin.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think a penguin would be a great
much.
Guest.
Scotland.
Do they eat penguin? Because we always talk about, you talk about the pig and the bacon.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's later.
Oh, okay.
Gibraltar's pretty hairy, too.
Well, that's right. It is. Okay. This is the intro.
Yeah, we.
You having second thoughts about having me on here on a regular basis?
No, this is great. I'm enjoying this.
Okay.
So we're gonna have Brendan Cam on from Thanks, and
CEO co-founder.
Yep, CEO and co-founder of Thanks, and Brendan is awesome. He came down here last month, and we had a nice lunch, fabulous lunch over at
Columbia.
Open St. Arvin's. We had some nice Cuban food. That was great. But the story behind Thanks is super cool. So we've always been looking for a way to empower our sales team to send little thank you gifts, especially during the holiday season, that will resonate with the partner or the customer. Yeah. And Thanks has really given us that opportunity. They allow you to team, set budgets. They have an incredible vast catalog of things that you can send, including oysters to cowbells
to cow prods to
anything you really want done there. It's pretty funny to look through, and I think we'll ask Brendan maybe what are some of his favorite gifts he's ever seen sent. But no, he's an awesome guy. The company's cool. If you haven't had a chance, check it out. It's THNKS. No A. They took out the vowel.
THNKS.
Yes. Confusing if you like vowels. Not confusing if you're a fan of consonants. Yeah.
That's kind of like.
Do you like vowels?
Only my soups.
What about your wedding vowels?
No, that's.
That's a different. Soup. That's a different.
Kind of like, okay.
Yeah. Totally. Okay.
That's why I'm here. I just kind of throw stuff at you and see if you can catch the curveballs, David.
I got great hand-eye coordination, so I catch anything.
Okay.
Should we call Brendan?
Let's call him.
I don't think we'll have any trouble calling him.
I think we'll get right through to him.
All right. We'll see you on the other side.
All right. Hi, this is John and David, and we're joined by Brendan Cam of Thanks.
Co-founder and CEO of Thanks. You left out his title.
Well, David, that's what you're here for.
At least you got his name right.
Exactly.
Brendan, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate the time, the effort, and everything that went into getting you on the phone today.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. I'm really happy to be here.
I tell you what, after this, we're going to send you a nice little gift to a company that we know, okay?
You know what's funny is this is a true story, at the end of every episode, we would send a handwritten note and a little something from us, and we would send it to everyone who joined us. I now use the Thanks app to send a gift out after every episode. That's what I did.
Wow.
That's what I
did. Free commercial. Look at that. That's nice.
What a great way to start. Free media.
We love Thanks, but why don't you go into and tell everyone a little bit about what Thanks is and how it came about and sort of your role there, because it's a fascinating story.
Thanks. Yeah. So look, the premise is people like to do business with people they like. And everyone likes someone who appreciates them. So you should be able to build business with gratitude, which I think in and of itself is not a grand new idea. I think we all have the best intentions, and this sort of leads into how I ended up starting Thanks. I always had the intention of doing that handwritten note or, doing something extra thoughtful that would really separate me when it came to building my business relationships. But it takes so much time by the time you make the effort to procure whatever it is you're going to send, do an expense report, check compliance to make sure no one's going to get in trouble. And this small gesture that you want to do for someone all of a sudden becomes a large hassle. And so it just kind of drops off. And I think that's really the premise of where Thanks came from. Exactly to your point, it's much easier if we can make it a piece of software so we can focus on the relationship and on that act of gratitude versus the time spent of shipping an item and handwriting that note. Thanks can take care of that for you.
Yeah, it's a great story because, we were looking for, honestly, we've been looking for years, some way where we can send something to partners, to customers, to anybody that really we come into our, sort of our circle with and start a star and be able to send them something to say thank you, to maybe try to get a meeting or to try to thank for a deal or whatever the case is. And it was always, like you said, it became like a laborious process. Yep. It was like, you got to get the address and you got to verify it and you got to get the stuff and you got to send it. And what are we going to send and how's it going to get there? It just, all that, all the logistics behind it, just take all the fun out of it. And
you want to send them a gift card.
Right. You want it to be right. Want it to feel meaning. Personal, but also feel well, something you can do easily
so you tell them that we're grateful to have you as a partner.
Absolutely,
right?
So the gratitude.
Right. It's interesting. we often get bucketed sort of as a corporate gifting software, which I guess on some level we are, but it's a little bit different than that in my mind, because a lot of the frustration for me in where Thanks ended up coming from was this idea of, you know, if I walked into Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, you know, right below my building right now and saw my top client or prospect, I'd buy them a coffee 100 times out of 100 times. I think mm-hmm. anyone would. And I wouldn't consider that a gift. It's just the right thing to do. And, it, you know, you get in this digital world and you've got clients all over the place and prospects, and it's just all moving so fast. And it was like, well, why can't I just still buy someone a cup of coffee? And that was really part of the original idea. I just want to be able to text message someone a cup of coffee. Hey, I know it's, you know, a little chilly out there this morning. You know, have one on me. And that was, it kind of grew from there to have all these little gestures of appreciation. And then you can kind of graduate into doing things like the larger gifts. And especially if it's around a birthday or a holiday time, we kind of cover that as well.
And what is what's the craziest gift you've ever heard of someone sending?
So I have a few favorites, actually, because as you can imagine, I kind of comb through all the data to see what people are doing.
that would be like entertaining on a Saturday night, wouldn't it? Saturday night stuff.
Yeah, look, it's under the guise of, and it's true to, you know, make the product better and understand how people are using it. But it is fascinating to see some of the things you never would have imagined as we built the product and how it's used. You know, one of my favorites that I always tell is they sent it was a group sending to someone who was their top referrer. So it was a sales referral kind of thing. And they sent the guy a kayak, like a full size, like legit kayak. And it was really cool because, you know, I was close with the client who had sent it, and I called and asked about it. And they said, well, Thanks actually solved the issue for me, because I knew this guy was an outdoors guy and would love this, but it's not really something I could have sent any other way, because, you know, I'm not going to send it to his office. That's just mean. Like, how's he going to get that thing home? So they were able to do it digitally, and you know, he could have it sent to his home address, which they didn't have. And it all, you know, it all went down in real time. So it wasn't like you had to wait for, you know, getting it shipped and get the insurance and track it and make sure it gets there. It was all just done over an email. So that was a really, really cool one. Maybe a similar one. I saw someone send a Weber grill. So like a full grill. It was to a football fan. So it was a tailgating gift, which I thought was really neat. You'd be surprised how many times you see like a Backstreet Boys song or something. It's kind of like those little joke gifts that, you know, for a dollar, you kind of, you know, remember when we graduated high school and this was the number one song. You see a good amount of that. It's a lot of fun.
I remember we first started using this. We were trying it out going, and one of my reps said, "Boy, I wish I had a cattle prod just to kind of prod this partner, because I wanted to make sure they know I'm still out here. They've gone kind of dark." And I thought, let's just type that in, and literally you can buy a cattle prod. You can buy a taser.
I wouldn't suggest it.
No, he wouldn't suggest it. My wife said, that's probably not a good idea, probably a little insulting to someone. You said a cattle prod. But we started going through, I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. So the APIs you guys have created are, one of them was with Amazon, which is phenomenal. Like I looked up, you could get oysters, sardines, like in a can, pork and beans.
Yeah.
It's just amazing, these little gifts that you could send, because they mean something to that person you're sending it to. Like a can of sardines might not mean a lot to you, but it's like you could be talking about fishing, and when you were a kid fishing, that's what your dad took with you, and I might know that story of someone, and that just makes that bond stronger and stronger with, you know, a partner.
Well, we had a good example of that. Yeah. I think one of our sales team sent a member or a partner like a duck call or a quail, something like that. They knew that they were a hunter. A pheasant call. I couldn't remember the bird. I'm not good with birds. As we've discussed in this podcast, I'm not great with animals in general. I think that's a great example of something that you would never send otherwise, right? Yeah. But through Thanks, we're able to send that. It was a very personal touch. The partner loved it. And so that's something that's really cool that we wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. So kudos to you and your team on putting together a fantastic product. So what are some of the things that you guys are looking to add into the product in 2019?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of, as we've been talking about, kind of goods, right? So things that someone says something, I can find it relevant and send it. But I think we really lack in the experiential space. So I haven't told anyone this yet. So you guys are breaking news here.
Oh, breaking news. Hold on. We'll have that playing in the background. I promise it'll be on. Yeah.
We're working to partner with a company that does. It's basically like personalized messaging, video messaging from, you know, celebrities and well-known people. So, you know, if I knew you were, you know, a baseball fan, I could get, you know, I don't know, Alex Rodriguez to put a little 5-second video. Hey, John, happy birthday from Alex, you know.
That's super cool.
So I'm really
cool.
excited about that. I think that'll be cool. And you know, more things like that, even just seats and tickets to games, concerts, stuff like that. All the types of things, you know, you try to run through what you can learn about someone as you develop a relationship. It's actually one of my favorite things about Thanks is there's in a traditional sort of bringing a gift or something sense, there's a lot of instances where it would be inappropriate, right? I just meet you, we have a phone conversation, I send you a hand-wrapped, you know, beautiful gift. It's too much, right?
Yeah.
So Thanks lets you kind of have that initial, you know, hey, it's raining, I just wanted to send you an Uber ride quick, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation. And then as you progress, you can get a little more personal and things that mean a little more. So it's sort of, I view it almost as like a relationship building management tool.
I think you're absolutely right.
That's where we want to go.
That's one of the things you can do with it. You're building that relationship, and the further and further, the stronger it gets. And it's like, that's what people like to do business, the people they really love, know and they love and they appreciate. Yeah.
So what about, international?
Growing that.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, another initiative we kind of are thinking about for this year is we want to start to build a little bit of a community, I guess around Thanks, but more around the idea of, you know, this is a way you can grow business. You can do it with thoughtfulness and gratitude. You know, if you think of the spectrum of how people sell, you've got on one end kind of the spammers who are just like, here's a million emails and hopefully five of them go through. And then on the opposite end is kind of this idea of if I can be really thoughtful and personal, I can separate myself from the just, you know, mass of stuff that's hitting people every day. And we think if we can build a community around people who think that way and share best practices and you know, talk about how they do this, not just with gifting, but with everything around the idea of really showing that appreciation, I think that could be a fun thing to do.
I think that's a great idea. I think, and also in sort of like hearing stories about, you know, gifts that were sent and resonated really well and then providing that as sort of inspiration for other ideas. I think that's one of the challenges our sales team has is, you know, once you get past the first couple of things, like what do I send? What's a really cool gift that would really resonate with that partner or that customer? So anytime where you can read, you know, stories or learn from others on what they've done, that's always going to be a good source of inspiration.
Yeah, I think that's right. I used to make fun of Venmo and, you know, look at these millennials and they can't even send each other money without announcing it to everybody, you know, what it's for and what they're doing. And now I'm looking at my roadmap and like the third item down is live feed like Venmo. And, you know, it's true. People want to see that. And
yeah.
It's good. It's helpful. And it gives you that sort of spark and inspiration. So you're spot on in some of the stuff we're thinking about.
Yeah, I think it's because like I think you're always looking for something unique. And if you could be that, like the pheasant call or the kayak or the Weber grill, I mean, those are great examples of how to use the tool to really make an impact. And so, I think that's something that's always really neat. Tell us a little bit about sort of Thanks, the company, where are you guys located, and sort of like what's your staff look like? How do you run this thing?
Yeah, so, you know, and I have a funny little story I can tell you about that. So we started this company in February of 2016. And I say that, you know, it wasn't a company at that point. It was me, my co-founder, and a PowerPoint deck.
It was an idea.
It's an idea, right? And we were going to look for some funding, and we thought, you know, this is something that would resonate with someone who understands kind of sales and client relationships. And we were in this tiny little closet of an office that someone had given us some space in New York City. We're on 21st and Broadway, so a cool area, but you know, a windowless, effectively closet. And then we go around and we meet what is now our lead investor. It's a company called Loeb Enterprises, a gentleman named Michael Loeb, probably best known for being one of the founders of Priceline, but he's built 3 different billion-dollar companies. He's a brilliant man, and he fortunately took a risk on us. And as part of his risk/investment, he let us move into his offices, which is beautiful, beautiful office building on 56th Street and Fifth Avenue in the heart of Manhattan, right by Central Park.
And Raffles. Don't forget Raffles is by there, too. Great place for breakfast and lunch.
Raffles, the best. The best, you know, underrated. You know that, David.
That's an inside joke.
So obviously I'm excited. I've got raffles. I've got Central Park. A lot of high fives that day. And that was right around October of 2016. And 3 weeks later, maybe 4 weeks, the 2016 election happens. Donald Trump wins, and it turns out this beautiful new office building is directly across the street from Trump Tower. And our beautiful new office building turned into basically a demilitarized zone. And we spent the next 6 months, you know, showing ID and getting frisked just coming to the office. So, you know, it's funny how things can turn pretty quickly.
Is it still like that up there? I haven't been to that area since it's the election. Is it still like that, or is it like less? Is there less security around?
Less and less. And our president has come back less and less to New York, which makes it a little easier. When he does come back, it's still a little, you know, we have a little outdoor space here at the office, and, you know, they'll shut down the space. They literally put a sign up that says snipers do not go outside. So it can get a little, it's a little reminder of, you know, where you are. But at the same time, it feels like the sort of safest area of Manhattan on a day-to-day basis. So at least we got that going for us. So we do have, there's about 15 of us now. So it's grown pretty quick. We're hiring probably about 4 or 5 people now. I think we have open positions for, we're fortunate as well as part of that investment. We have this sort of shared services group. So, we don't have to hire into positions if we don't want in things like, graphic design, accounting, even UI UX, we get a lot of help and they have some internal resources. So it really lets us stay lean and be able to, you know, work with and focus on kind of the clients, right, and the relationships, which fits so much with our brand. So it's been a great experience for us. So we're small and hungry and hopefully growing.
That's awesome. I love that story. I love the startup mentality. You know, that was something that for, you know, we're in our now into our 13th year here at Star to Star, and we sort of try to keep that startup thought process. I mean, I think it becomes a little bit more difficult the bigger and bigger you grow, but I think that can really help separate you from competition, where you've got these big massive companies that take forever to make decisions and move and change. So I think if you could be more nimble and be more easy to work with, that's always a plus. So I think that you guys are awesome, and you guys are doing the right thing. So I have a question for you. As the CEO of Thanks, do people expect you to send them a gift every time you like talk? I mean, like, you must have like a tremendous amount of pressure. I would feel like if I was in your shoes, every time I met someone, I'd be like, oh, I guess I got to send him a gift. Yeah. Like, you need like an assistant who just sends gifts out on behalf of you.
Actually, it's funny you say that. There's a Michael Ovitz, who was a Hollywood agent, started CAA agency. Mm-hmm. He's got a book that he just wrote. And he's got a whole chapter where he talks about how they literally employed 2 assistants at a time who were just focused on giving gifts to their clients. And this guy's, you know, generally considered one of the biggest, you know, not well-liked people in the industry, you know, from his history. And he talks a lot about that in his book. But he actually, at any given time, had at least 2 people on staff just dedicated to gifting. So unfortunately, I don't have that resource. But I will tell you, it keeps me very in tune with the product. It's become part of how I operate. You know, I always thought I operated this way. And now that it is, to your point, something that I do constantly, it's just become part of how I operate. And it bleeds into my personal life. My wife is like, you can't just send the teacher, you know, my kid's teacher a gift every time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's what I do. I receive an email, I send a gift.
Expectations, yeah.
So, I know. I would feel a lot of pressure. Like, you know, everywhere you'd go and people are like, oh, what do you do? And then as soon as you explain it, if they haven't gotten a gift, they'd probably be like, oh, what, I don't mean anything to this guy?
It's funny, the other way too, though, which you might not think about, but I'll have people who say come interview here, and I think they just don't know, like, should I send a gift? Is it going to, if I send it through Thanks, is it just going to seem like a, you know, a kissing butt?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
and they'll tell me after, like, I didn't know if I should send it or not. And like, I don't think about it like that. Right.
Yeah.
But it almost adds a level of pressure to people who are looking to like join us as well. So I got to figure out how to maybe just tell people it's not expected. It shouldn't be done. Don't worry about it.
I think it's good. I think it's someone who's coming for an interview. They should know what you do. If I was in your shoes, if they had took the time to download the app, figure it out, put the money in, send the gift. I think that's good.
Yeah. I kind of view it as like I'll give them bonus points if they do it, but I'm not going to look at it as detrimental if they don't. They do have to write a thank. We will not hire anyone if they don't write a thank you note.
Oh.
At least the email. So that's 100%. That has to happen in the first like 48 hours after an interview.
I once I was interviewing for an internship with the Bucks, Tampa Bay Bucks, when I was in college. And I drove down, did the interview.
The Bucks still around when you came out of college, David?
The Bucks? Yeah, they were around. Yeah, what is it? Are you insinuating that I'm old or young? I can't figure out that thing. But so I drove down one weekend, came down for the interview, drove down from Gainesville down to Tampa, came down for the interview. They blew me off, canceled the interview last moment. Fine, you know, you're the Bucks, whatever. Tell me, come back the next weekend. I do the interview after I waited for an hour and a half in the lobby, interview for like 20 minutes, leave, went back to school. And this was like on a Friday. I think I sent the guy a thank you note on like Tuesday, you know, an email. And he wrote me back and just said, I would have expected this note sooner. And that was like end of the whole process. And I was like, I'm glad I didn't end up working and I ended up working at IMG. And that's how I ended up in Sarasota. And that's how I ended up here. So I guess it's all all in the stars anyway. But I was just like, you know.
Yeah.
Probably the best I didn't end up working for you, because I'm not sure you and I would have gotten along.
Right. You know,
one thing we talked about the last time we were together, Brendan, we were, I think it's some initiative.
We had a fabulous lunch, by the way.
We did. Kenny the waiter from Costa Rica. Remember Kenny?
That's right.
The artist?
Shout out
I thought
to
he was
our...
a farmer, but he's like, no, I don't farm. I'm an artist.
Shout out to Cuban food. That was good.
The Columbia.
We always talk about wanting food.
We're not there yet. In the interview. We're going to hold that for the end. So, Brendan's already he braced himself now for that one. We talked about actually having some integration with a CRM platform that, based on where a person might be in a sales process with their potential, you know, customer. That literally it could trigger and send some gifts.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
We talked about that, and is that something that's on your
roadmap? Yeah,
where
are you on that? Are you done with that?
Yeah, you're done with that? I'd like a note on it right away.
Yes. So actually, we are actively now doing that with Salesforce as sort of the first CRM to test this with. We have two test partners that are starting to do it, and it is exactly what you said. As you sort of move through a stage in a relationship, which should be tracked properly in your CRM, it can auto-trigger the sort of proper item. So usually what happens is the company will set that up, whether it's for marketing or head of sales, in terms of what will be sent at each stage. And then there's a smaller discretionary budget for the individual people for sort of the day-to-day things they might want to send. So like this time of year, we see a lot of meetings canceled because someone's out sick. So they'll send a little a cup of sympathy is one of the like fun ones we have in the app. So those kind of use cases are sort of handled separately. But then the, hey, thanks for, you know, the contract was sent, or, you know, we got our first in-person meeting, things like that. There'll be the little stages that trigger a gift. So that's definitely actively being worked on. And then sort of related to that, we've always had this idea of ubiquity. We don't want people to have to come to the Thanks app. It's not really about that. It's about wherever you operate. So if you generally operate out of your CRM, you should be able to send the thanks from there. If you generally operate out of, you know, LinkedIn and that's how you prospect, you should be able to operate out of there. So we're building some overlays and sort of browser extensions where anytime you see an email or phone number in front of you, whether that's in your CRM, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, you can install this extension that would allow it to, as you hover over, open up a thanks dialog box and pick something to send. Almost like Pinterest does.
Yeah.
So we want to make it, you know, just as simple, again, as simple as possible. If you don't have to think about it or you know, do anything outside of your workflow, it lets you really focus on the relationship and that thought.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And I saw you guys in your recent newsletter that you sent out beginning of the month that you just launched into donations too, so you can actually send someone sort of an I donated something on your behalf kind of thing, right?
Exactly. And one of the sort of, we call it, you know, smarter gifting, smarter relationships, as one of our tent poles. We want to get to the point where we can even recommend to you, and this isn't in that first iteration yet, but hey, this company or this person works with X, Y, and Z charity. So a lot of that is very public. You know, people listed on their LinkedIn, companies on their websites. So we want to say to you, hey, you know, maybe this is something you want to do. A donation to this charity would really mean a lot to this person. And the other thing I'm really interested in is sort of, when there's something that happens, a natural disaster, for instance, a hurricane, you know, people often ask us, like, I'd love to just, you know, add on to my little gift that I'm giving, a $5 donation, doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be a lot, to my recipients, you know, in their name, on their behalf. towards this cause that's happening. So we want to be able to get a lot quicker with it and be able to offer that to people as things are happening. Because, you know, it becomes top of mind for people.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't done a great job with that yet. So that's going to be coming as well.
Is that we talked about at lunch? Was that the donation part of it? Was there something about the goat?
There's something about a goat. Yeah,
there was a goat. Tell us about
a goat or something.
Because that's what brought up, I think, the whole idea of Kenny was a farmer.
That's right.
Our waiter. Right. Yeah.
See how it all ties together?
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, right now in thanks, you can pick, if you're a recipient, you can donate to a charity of your choice, or, you know, with this new feature, I can actually just donate on your behalf. But it's still just an amount being donated to a charity. And that's nice, but wouldn't it be better if it was a little more thoughtful, which is, you know, supposed to be our thing. And in particular, one example we've been giving is we're integrating the ability to give literally one of the things is a goat and two chickens, or, you know, 10 gallons of water or something very specific that can come with a story. You know, hey, it's kind of funny. I donated a goat for you, and you know, it's the greatest of all time, so I'm donating this.
That's
got
to be the greatest thing of ever that
you would definitely give a goat.
Laugh, but wow. I mean, I can tell you it, you know, feeds this, feeds four families and provides milk. And
that's
like,
awesome.
You know,
yeah.
So there's a positive to it as well.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so much fun. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm really looking forward to that.
That's exciting. What's kind of, would this lead us to like the first
that
question?
That leads us to the next, yeah.
So our first question, we have several questions that
we always ask
every podcast. So what is your favorite sandwich?
Absolutely. Is it a goat sandwich?
Oh, man. Hey, goat's not so bad.
I've had goat. No, goat's pretty good.
Nothing beats the bacon, egg, and cheese for me. I'm kind of a classic guy.
So you went for more of the breakfast item. That's the first
question. I am.
What kind of bread?
I am.
Oh, maybe a nice biscuit, maybe?
Well, so the thing is, and this is partially, I guess, being in New York for too long, it's got to be that, like, kind of squishy bread that's in the corner bodega. It's not even really identifiable. I think you guys know what I mean, though.
I know exactly what you mean.
Probably been there a little too long, but they toasted, so it just comes out okay. That's like a bacon, egg, and cheese to me.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, like, a nice everything bagel from, like, Essa Bagel over the – oh, my God, that would be amazing.
That's like a whole meal, yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, because our previous podcast, we had, like, two in a row that said
Cuban.
The Cuban sandwich.
Yeah. One of the guys, I think, was actually Cuban.
He was. He was Lyles. Yes, he was Cuban.
So that didn't
– It's like, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I get that.
And the second question we always ask is, do you have any pets?
Not right now.
However,
well, I got three little kids that, you know, sometimes it's like a circus, but
I can relate to that.
I grew up with a pet pig, actually, a pot-bellied pig.
Oh, what's it? What was the name?
Fred.
He or she?
It was a little Fester, and he
Fester.
Was,
that's
I guess
awesome.
He was sold through to my mother as a teacup. He'd be a teacup, and when you look at those, they kind of fit in the palm of your hand, and they're very cute. But Fester was a true pot-bellied pig, which was, 100 and something pounds, big fat pig. And I loved him, but he scared a lot of people, apparently. So I was only allowed to keep him for less than a year, actually. It was a little sad.
Wow.
But, man, I love that guy.
We brought something up for you. We're sorry, Brendan. I'm going to send you something after the show.
Send him a little. Send him a package of bacon.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah, well, it's a weird question to ask me back to back, because I told you I love my bacon, egg, and cheese, and then
it
makes me seem a little off, I think.
Have you told your kids this story, and have they asked for a pig yet?
I did, actually. My son is 5. He's my oldest, and I showed him the picture I have of my pig, and his eyes grew wide, and I said, you know, don't say anything to your mother yet, but in a couple years, let's talk about it.
Oh, nice.
The pig in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, they happen to be very clean, very smart. They're a good pet.
Do you have to have a permit to own a pig?
That was actually the end problem and why he didn't last too long.
To have a permit to own a pig?
Technically, it's a
like
farm
livestock.
Animal.
It's like livestock, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But hey, but a pot-bellied, I mean, they, you know, you can teach them to go to a litter box. They're very smart.
Okay.
Oh. Well. Yeah.
We don't need
maybe we should look at the thanks app after this, see what they got for.
I could imagine if I went on there, I bet I could find a live pig we could send. Possible?
I did actually just have someone send me bacon of the month. So,
okay.
Not quite live pig, but.
Well, we do appreciate the gifts you've sent down to us.
Yes. They've
helped us through the new year. We won't reveal what they were, but.
Yeah, they were lovely.
They were tasty.
They were warm. And yeah.
I still haven't drank the nice bottle of wine you sent me. I'm waiting for the right time to do that.
Nice. Good.
So, Well, Brendan, we don't want to take up any more of your time. We appreciate you joining us today, and we will we'll talk to you again soon. I know we will. Your team has been fantastic to work with. Keep innovating. Keep doing the right thing. Yeah, we will talk soon. And again, we love you guys.
We appreciate you. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye. Talk soon.
Well, that was a fun interview with Brendan.
Yes, it was.
We had Brendan down in December.
Yes.
Came down to our office, and John and I and Laura Oberle, who's one of our sales VPs, took Brendan out to lunch, and we had a great time. But he's awesome. The company's awesome. But I have a funny story for you about a pig.
Tell me about the pig story.
The other day, this is I think just happened maybe just yesterday or the day before. Ari came home from school, and he said, "Daddy, do you know that bacon is a pig?" And I was like,
"That's a lovely part of the."
And I was like,
"I
do." And he was like, "He said his teacher told him that the bacon is actually made from pig." And I think this was like blew his mind that like.
Well, make sure everybody knows who Ari is.
Oh, Ari, yeah, my son. Yeah. He was telling me that bacon came from a pig, and I just thought it was a funny thing because I think it's like the first time he thought about like
pieced it all together.
Like the food was like it was just like
the hamburger comes from.
Yeah, it was
cow
just a funny little
here.
Thing, but hopefully not that. Hopefully not Fester.
No, the Fester that Brendan's was pig, yeah, that's we kind of hit a that was kind of
sour note there.
Sour note Oof. There, yeah, kind of
rough.
Yeah, brought him back some memories. We'll send him something.
We'll lift his spirits.
Yeah, we do.
I would feel if I was in his shoes. Honestly, I would feel like that would be the biggest burden. I would feel burdened by it.
Yeah,
I feel like everybody I met,
even
like in the office. Do you think that people like? Okay, we did this meeting, and this person helped me, and I got to send him a thank you. Like, that would get old.
It would get very old.
Now, it doesn't get old if people want to send me gifts and you gifts.
Oh, all the
if
day.
If there are companies out there that are listening that they
please,
want to send us
keep
gifts,
sending them
we're,
through.
We're welcome to that.
Absolutely.
We'd be happy to promote those on the podcast.
We'll tell you actually where to go. We'll get the longitude, latitude of our shipping area. You can deliver them right down to us.
No, yeah, we're open for gifts, absolutely.
Well, that was a great show, David.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
And welcome to the team, John.
Well, thank you.
And we will talk to you guys again soon, but thanks for joining us on this episode of Heads in the Cloud. I'm David Portnowitz.
I'm John Ross.